Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
The Lord on tonight. Today is Thursday, November the 24th. It is Thanksgiving Day, and we just thank God for today. We know that every day is a day of Thanksgiving, but we just want to give God praise. We want to give him glory for today. We thank God that man has set aside a day to give God praise and to be thankful, but we that are saved in Jesus' name, we know that every day is a day of Thanksgiving. So yes, you are listening to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your executive director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. And I would like for all listeners, if you could with me, go into a word of prayer, and we will go right into our program on tonight. I will be bringing the message, a word for tonight. And so I'm going to ask everyone if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give your name praise. We come to give you glory. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, your loving kindness toward us in spite of ourselves. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would search our hearts and forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, blot out all of our iniquities, Heavenly Father, so that our prayers may not be hindered as we pray to you, Heavenly Father. And, oh God, we just thank you again for today. We know that every day is a day of Thanksgiving. We ought to always find something or reason to give your name praise, glory, and honor because you are truly worthy because of who you are. So, again, we just say thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have made. We pray, Lord, and lift up all those that are affected by death, even to our law enforcement officers. Heavenly Father, some of them are being killed and being slaughtered. So we ask, Heavenly Father, that you would direct the people's minds in the land, Heavenly Father. We know that you are our healer. We know that you can control the minds of people. So we ask, Lord, that you would just touch the hearts and minds of men, women, boys, and girls everywhere that are still spiritually blind, who do not know your Son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior, that they would be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts so they can be saved on tonight. And Heavenly Father, that when we are saved in Jesus' name, that we can hear your word, Heavenly Father, and we know that we are to be doers of your word and not just hearers only. So we just thank you again for the opportunity to be able to share a word with your people on tonight. We give your name praise. We give you glory. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our healer. We pray, Lord, that you would touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies on tonight. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. And Heavenly Father, we come also continue to lift up our president-elect, Donald Trump, and all those that are going to be working with him, Republicans, Democrats, and all those that are going to be working with him, that if they're not saved, we pray, Lord, that you would touch their hearts and their minds, that a word would go forth, that they would be able to receive it, and they too would be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name, and they would come to know their God purpose. So, Heavenly Father, as they pray, that they would be able to hear you, that they could be led by you to lead us, your people, and that they would do what's right for all people, that you alone would be glorified. And, oh God, we come, and also in the name of Jesus Christ on tonight, asking that you would continue to bless the listeners over the airwaves, that tunes in faithfully, continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts. Continue to bless all those that are being doers of your word and those that have been access to the kingdom of God here on earth, that you alone will be glorified. And we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for who and all that you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, on tonight, we do have a spiritual food for thought. And today, we know that man has set aside a day every year for Thanksgiving. But tonight's message that I will be delivering to you all on tonight is titled, Thanksgiving is Every Day. You know, we have a spiritual food for thought. And our spiritual food for thought for tonight says, count your many blessings, name them one by one. Again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight is count your many blessings, name them one by one. Again, I will be bringing forth the message on tonight, so I'm going to ask all listeners if you would get your Bibles out and some pens and paper, because I do have a few scriptures that I'm going to be giving to you all pertaining to thanks, why we should give God thanks every day. Again, we thank God for man setting one day aside to give God praise and glory and thanks. But we know that who are saved in Jesus' name, that every day is a day of thanksgiving, and we should always find a reason to give God glory and to give God praise. And I just thank God for my family on tonight. And I just thank God for our gathering here at my sister's house. And we just give God glory for the opportunity to be able to come together on one accord in love, that he will be glorified through it all. So as of tonight, I'm going to ask all my family members if they would come forth, and they're going to just say happy Thanksgiving to the worldwide listeners on tonight at this time. Then we're going to go forward after our praise, after music break. So at this time, I'm going to have a greeting from my entire family. They're going to say happy Thanksgiving to the worldwide listeners. We're going to say happy Thanksgiving to the worldwide listeners on tonight, from my family to yours. Eternal God, we just want to say thank you all for tonight, and just wanted to share with you all a brief portion of my family members that are here at my sister's house at our gathering. Giving God praise and glory that our family was able to get together once again. So we just thank God for the opportunity for families to come together and give God glory and thank God for what he has done in our lives and what he is doing and for what he is yet to do. So after we do our music break, we're going to go right into the Word. Again, I'm asking all listeners that you would get your Bibles out, get some pens and papers out, because I have a few scriptures that I need you all to write down so that later on during the week or at your leisure time, you can go back over these scriptures and be blessed by them. I will do my few announcements, but after this music break, then I will go right into the Word.
You thought I was worth change my life. You thought I was worth keeping.
Well, praise the Lord on tonight. Isn't that worth thanking God for? That Jesus thought our life was worth living, that he came down from glory in the form of man, in the form of flesh of a baby, paid our sin debt with his own blood. He paid our sin debt that he did not owe, but we could not pay. So we thank God on tonight that we know that every day is a day of thanksgiving. And we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for what he did on the cross, how he shed his precious blood for us, that we can be redeemed back to God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator, on tonight, which again is Thursday, November the 24th, Thanksgiving Day, 2016. Well, our message for tonight, again, is Thanksgiving is every day. So I pray and hope that all listeners have your Bibles out, because I do have a few scriptures that I'm going to be giving out along with these, along with this lesson on tonight. So if you would like to write these scriptures down, and at your leisure time, you can go back over them and meditate on them at a later date. You will be blessed if you do. So we're going to start off this message on tonight. The title, again, is Thanksgiving is Every Day. And I, again, am your host. I will be bringing forth this message. I am your host and Executive Director, Brother James Brown, Jr. I am a member of Shield of Faith Church, where Bishop James A. Jennings is my pastor and shepherd. I'd like to say happy Thanksgiving to my bishop and shepherd, and also to my church family, the Shield of Faith Church on Van Dyke in Detroit, Michigan. Happy Thanksgiving to you all, and know that, again, that every day is a day of Thanksgiving. So as we go into this lesson on tonight, we want to start off by saying, yes, it is a good thing that man has set aside a day to give God thanks. However, we know that God is so good to us, he deserves not only our worship and praise every day, we should be giving God. If you would look in the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 11, again, the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 11, we're talking about how we should be giving God thanks every day, because we know that God is good and he is truly worthy to be praised, because we know that there is none like him in all the earth. We thank him because of who he is and what he's already done, for what he's yet doing in our lives. So he, again, he is worthy to be praised on tonight. And again, we know that every day should be a day of thanksgiving. And again, the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 11 says, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power." And not only that, is he deserving of those, but he's deserving of our worship and our praise as well. He's also continuing to say, "For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." So again, it's reminding us in the fourth chapter, 11th verse of the book of Revelations, about how good God is and why he is so worthy to be praised. And truly, he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy of all our praise, because we know that there is none like him in all the earth. God is so good to us. He is better to us than we are to ourselves. Then also it says, Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. So we know that God is worthy, and it continues to go down to verse number 12, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings." And then we know that God, he created everything out of his mouth. He spoke the words and everything came into existence. So we just ought to thank God for who he is. Then also, we want to, if you will continue to talk about how we are to give God glory and honor and praise because he deserves it. Also, you can find that in Psalms chapter 18 and verse number 3. If you have your Bibles, I pray that you do, that you can go to these different scriptures and look them up and follow along with me, pertaining to how we are to give God thanks in every situation, because he is truly worthy to be praised. He knows what's best for us. We don't always understand how he works and what he's doing, but he knows exactly what he's doing. That's why he is in total control And I'm glad he is, and I'm so glad that he is not like man. God do not change. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. So we ought to be giving God praise. We should be looking for reasons. And we don't have to look hard, and we don't have to look long. We don't have to look far. When we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's already done for us, we should be thanking God every day. Again, we thank God that man has set a day, one day aside, that the world and the nation would pause and give God thanks. But we, again, we ought to give God praise and glory every day because of who he is. And if you want to find the scriptures pertaining to who God is, go to the book of Psalms, chapter 118, verse number 29. Again, to find out who God is and why he is worthy to be praised, look in the book of Psalms. I'm not going to go there right now because I have a lot of scriptures that I need to give you all on tonight. In the book of Psalms, chapter 118, verse number 29. And we need to give God thanks for his faithfulness to us. We need to give God thanks for his faithfulness to all of us. And we find that in the book of Psalms, chapter 100, verse number 5. Then also in the book of Psalms, the 136th chapter, verse number 2 and 3. Again, because of God's faithfulness to us, it's found in Psalms chapter 100, verse number 5, and then Psalms chapter 136, verses number 2 and 3, to give God thanks that he is in total control. And I thank God that he's not only in total control at sometimes, but he is in total control at all times. You can find that also in the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 46, verse number 10. Aren't you glad that God is in total control at all times? I know I am. And again, you can find that in Psalms chapter 46, verse number 10. We ought to be thanking God that he is not like man. And I know I'm grateful to God that he is not like man, because man, we can be fickle one day and then we can be happy the next. We can treat you kind one day and then we can not like you the next day. But thank God that he is not like man. We can find in the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19, it explains why God is not like man. Again, that's in Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19. God, he cannot lie, he cannot fail or change. And I'm so grateful for that on tonight, that God, he cannot lie, he cannot fail, he cannot change, because he is not a man that he should lie. Neither his son, Jesus, is a man that he should repent. We find those scriptures in the book of Titus, Titus chapter 1, verse number 2. Again, God, he cannot lie, he cannot fail, he cannot change. And those can be found in the book of Titus, chapter 1, verse number 2. Also, you can find that out in 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter, verse number 13. Again, 2nd chapter of Timothy, chapter 2, verse 13. And then also in the book of Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse number 25. These are the books that you can go, and I'm sure there are more, but these are some of the books that you can go in and find out how and why God cannot lie, he cannot change. Also, we should thank God that for his word, that he watched over his word to perform it for his glory through us. And that can be found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse number 12. Again, we ought to thank God every day that he watches over his word. And why did he do that? He watches over his word to perform it for his glory through us, his saints. Again, that's found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse number 12. Then we're going to look at why we should be thankful to God each and every day for his grace and his mercy toward us in spite of ourselves, because we know that we're not worthy, and he knows that too. We don't deserve it. I thank God that for his grace and his mercy, that they change not. And again, we thank God for his grace and mercy on tonight toward us in spite of ourselves, because, again, we know we don't deserve it. But because of his love toward us, he extends his grace and his mercy toward his saints. So those can be found in the book of Psalms, chapter 63, verse number 3. It's talking about God's mercy and grace toward us. It's found in the book of Psalms, chapter 63, verse number 3. And then also we should thank God that he knows what's best for us. And he also knows each of us more than we know ourselves. Again, we should be thanking God every day that he knows what's best for each one of us. He knows what each one of us needs. He knows each one of us more and better than we would ever know ourselves. And that can be found in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 27 through 37. Talking about how God knows us better than we know ourselves is found in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 27 through 37. Then again, we should be thanking God continuously for our family, for our families, our Christian brothers and sisters in the Lord. We should be thanking God that for each one of them. We should thank God also that he is our healer, no matter what our bodies are saying to us in our minds or in our physical bodies and our flesh, how we feel. We need to be standing on God's word. He said that he is our healer. And so we find in the book of Exodus 10, verses 26, thank God that he is our healer. Again, no matter what our bodies, what our minds, or what people are telling us, even in some cases what the doctors are saying, we need to give God glory because we know that he is our healer. But he said that he knows what we need, he knows what we stand in need of, and he knows that he's not going to put no more on us than we're able to bear. So know that no matter what your mind is saying, no matter what your body is feeling right now, stand on God's word, even though you may be hurting. Because I'm a prime example of that. I have a condition in my arm from my seizure where the doctor said all the nerves are permanently damaged because of the grandma seizure when I chewed out part of my tongue about 25 years ago. And they said that there's nothing they can do for me. There's no help for it because it's always in constant pain. And I know that the pain is real, but I stand on God's word. I stand on his promises that he said by his stripes we are healed. And so that's why I stand on his word tonight, declaring and decreeing in the name of Jesus that I am healed on tonight. Again, no matter what my body is saying, I'm standing on God's word that I am healed in Jesus' name, and so are you on tonight. So that's why we ought to be giving God thanks every day, not just for the one day that man has set aside, because every day is a day of thanksgiving. We ought to thank God for each gift and each talent and the anointing that he gives to each one of us, or that he has given to each one of us. And that can be found in 2 Corinthians, in the second book of Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 15. Again, we should be thanking God for each gift and talent and the anointing that he gives to each one of us. See, man cannot anoint you. Man cannot bless you with gifts and talents that only God can give you. Those gifts and talents and anointings come from God. And he said, every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights. So we thank God for our gifts, whether you have one gift or if he has blessed you with many. And I thank God that I'm one of those that he has blessed with multiple gifts and talents. And I thank God that not only am I blessed with those gifts and talents, but I've been anointed in each one of them. And I just thank God, I'm not boasting or bragging, but I'm just giving God glory on today. And I just thank God every day because he is good to me. And not only is he good to me, listeners, I know that some of you who are listening on tonight know that God has been good to you as well. And not only to you, but even to your family members, even to those who are connected to you in the body of Christ. You have seen God work, and I know I have too in my lifetime. I have seen God work, and that's why he is so worthy to be praised. And I thank God. That's why I thank God that every day is a day of thanksgiving. And again, it's not just the one day that man has set aside, but God is faithful. Again, he's faithful. He's faithful to watch over his word, to perform it for his glory through his saints. And I just thank God that he changed not. Again, we ought to thank God. We just need to thank him that he knows how much we can bear. And he's told us in his word, he promised each one of us that he would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. And if you want to look that up, you can find it in 1 Corinthians, God, that he knows how much we can bear. And he promised, and he is faithful to keep his promise. Again, he watches over his word to perform it through us for his glory. So we thank God that he promised, and he will not put no more on us than we're able to bear. Christians on today, remember and know that. So you got to trust God and take him at his word. And that is found again in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 through 14. We ought to thank God most and foremost, and most of all, we should be constantly thanking God for his son, Jesus, that Jesus is his only begotten son, and that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he came down from glory. And I said in my prayer, he took it up on himself, our sins, and he bared them up on the cross. He suffered and he bled in our place. He did not have to do it, but because of his love for the Father and his love for us, he came down in the form of a baby, and he shed his precious blood on the cross, and he died. And 3 days later, he rose with all power in heaven and earth in his hands, that we who are saved on today, we are saved in Jesus' name, and anyone that is going to be saved in the future, the only way that you can be saved and must be saved and will be saved is through the name of Jesus Christ because of his precious blood that he shed on the cross. And that can be found in the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Again, we who are Christians who are saved in Jesus' name, we should be thanking God every day for Jesus, that he shed his blood, that we can be redeemed back to God, our Heavenly Father and Creator. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, that's the only way that you're going to be saved, and you have to confess it with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is God's Son, and that he died for you, he died for me. 3 days later, he rose from the dead with the victory of death, hell, and the grave in his hands, and he's now sitting at the right hand of God right now making intercessions on our behalf. So we thank God for Jesus Christ and the precious blood that he shed for us, and he still saves today through that same blood. Again, that can be found in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 9. Also on today and every day, we ought to thank God for his promises. Again, God is faithful to keep his promises and to watch over his word. In Philippians, in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13, he reminds us that we can do all, it says, and I'm paraphrasing, but the scripture says, I can do all things, not some things, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Also, we ought to thank God that for his word that lets us know and reminds us continuously. He tells us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And I'm a living witness to that. And that can be found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse number 17. Again, the saints of God who have been walking with the Lord, if you're a seasoned saint, or if you've had an experience or a relationship with God long enough, you know that God is faithful to stand on his word. He says that no weapon, okay, it may form. He did not say that it was not going to form. He said to us, the saints, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Again, he did not say that it was not going to form, but it's not going to prosper. Again, that can be found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 5. I'm sorry, book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse number 17. There's so much that we need to thank God for because he is truly worthy of our praise, our glory, our honor, because we know that there is none like him. He's such an awesome God. We should also thank God for our anointed pastors and our shepherds who are not only teaching and preaching God's word, but they are also being doers of God's word. And that can be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 17. Again, we who are saved in Jesus' name, those of us who are blessed to be under a pastor or under a shepherd that God has anointed and appointed to stand on his word and teach and preach his word, but are being doers of his word as well, we need to be thanking God for them because they watch over our souls and they pray for us and they lift up our names and our families and whatever we're going through. They touch and agree with us in our prayers, and they take those prayers to the Lord. And so that he will hear our pastors and our shepherds' prayers on our behalf. So that's why it's a good thing to continue to lift up your pastors and lift up your shepherds who are teaching and preaching God's word, but who those that especially that you know are being doers of his word as well. Again, that can be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse number 17. We need to thank God that he is our protector. God is our joy. He's our peace. He's our strength. God is our everything. I know he is to me. And I know I am not the only one. I know worldwide listeners, I know God has been faithful to you. He has been your joy. He's been your peace. He's been your strength. He has been your protector. So we thank God on tonight, and we should thank him every day that he is our protector. God is our joy. And he is our peace, and he's our strength. Those scriptures can be found in 2 Peter, the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 4. Also in the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 9, and then also in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 1. Again, we want to go back over those scriptures again pertaining to we should be thanking God that he is our protector. He's our joy, our peace, our strength. In other words, he's our everything. And those scriptures are found in 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 4, in the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 9, and then also in the second book of Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 1. Also, we should be thanking God for our new home in glory. Jesus told us in his word that he went away to prepare a place for us, that where he is, that we may be also. So that we thank God that what Jesus did on the cross, it was not in vain. That Jesus died, he died to prepare a place for us and to redeem us back to God, our Heavenly Father and our Creator. And that can be found in the book of John, chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. Again, John 14, verses 2 and 3. We need to thank God that the blood of Jesus still works and it would never lose its power. I thank God, again, it goes back to the blood. I thank God for the blood of Jesus. I thank God that the blood of Jesus still works, and that blood of Jesus will never lose its power. Again, that you can also refer back to Romans chapter 5, verses 9. We're still talking about the blood of Jesus. You can look at Romans chapter 5, verse 9. I know that you who are listening on tonight, you are so grateful that Jesus is God's son, and that Jesus, he took it upon himself, and he died on the cross for us, and he did not have to do it, but I thank God that he did, again, because he loved God the Father so much, and he knew that the enemy had some tricks up his sleeve, but we thank God for the way of escape. We thank God for the second Adam, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, our Savior, and I just thank God on tonight that God is who he is, and that Jesus Christ, again, he took it upon himself, and he came down from glory. And he died in my place. He died in your place that we would not have to die and go to hell. So I just thank God for Jesus on tonight. And I know I'm not the only one because he is so good to us. And so we're looking at going back to talking about Jesus and our new home. So in the book of John, again, chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, and I'm going to read that to you. I didn't read it before, but I'm going to read this one. John 14. I'm going to read verses 1 through 3. Verse number 1 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Verse number 2 says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Verse number 3, and it says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will," that's a promise, "I will come again and receive you unto myself," to myself. That's Jesus talking to the saints, "that where I am, that you may be also." And so we thank God for Jesus on tonight, that he prepared the way. He is already in glory, sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for the saints of God on tonight. I just thank God for Jesus. And I know that, again, I am not the only one. God is good. He is faithful. Again, he watches over his word. He is not like man. He is not fickle. He do not change. He cannot lie. He makes a way of escape for his saints. And we know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But we thank God that God is all-powerful. He is in total control, no matter what it looks like, no matter what man may say or what man may think, or who has been newly elected to the White House. We know that God is in control. And we know that God is a man, again, he cannot lie, he cannot fail, he cannot change. So I thank God again for tonight for who he is. So that's why we know that every day is a day of thanksgiving. And we, again, need to focus on the spiritual food for thought for tonight, which reminds us, count your many blessings, name them one by one. We know that we have been blessed by God so many times, and it's really kind of hard to name all the good things that God has done for us, all the many blessings that he has done for us down through the years, that it's really hard to name them all one by one. He's been so good to us that it is really kind of hard to name them one by one. But the focus is, and the main point of tonight's message is every day And we should be counting our blessings because we know that God is, again, he's a faithful God. He is good to us. And we thank God that he's not like man. I am so glad that he is not like man. Again, when he said he's going to do something, he stands on his word. He stands on his word. He watches over it to perform it for his glory, for his saints in the earth. So I just thank God for tonight. I thank God for this gathering of my biological family that some made it from driving for many, many hours out of town, coming from out of town and out of state, and they were able to make it here safely. So I thank God for his traveling grace. That's something else to thank God for you on tonight celebrating Thanksgiving with your families and loved ones that traveled, whether they traveled by air, whether they traveled by boat or train, or whether they drove by cars, however they made it. If they made it to you all safely, you ought to be thanking God for his traveling grace that your family members made it to your to their destinations without hurt or harm. So we know that God is good, and he's not just good today. That's why I thank God that we know that Thanksgiving is every day, and he's just not good on certain days. He is good every day, and that's why we should be thanking him every day because of who he is. He is so worthy to be praised. I thank God that he is not like man. So as we get ready to wind down this message on tonight, we're going to do another musical break, and then we will come back as we get ready to close out this message on tonight. Still talking about the message title on tonight, Thanksgiving is every day. So as we go into this music break, we will come back to you shortly, and then we will end this message on tonight and ask the Lord to continue to be with us and thanking him as we give it to continue to travel back to our destination on tonight as we go from our family gatherings on tonight on date November the 24th, 2016, Thanksgiving night. So we just thank God for today and continue to be blessed, and I will be back with you all right after this short music break. Lord. Praise the Lord. Back again on tonight. We're still thanking God for who he is. On tonight, that was a musical selection in the title of Pray For Me. So we thank God on tonight. I'm thanking God for our poor parents that were brought up in the Lord Jesus Christ in the fear and the knowledge of God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who brought up their children and grandchildren in the fear of the Lord. So I thank God for in the presence of my dear mother, Patricia King Brown, who is now with the Lord, been with the Lord now for 10 years, and also my beloved sister, Barbara Curtis. We thank God for their memories and their spirits on tonight. And all those that have gone before us that have died in Jesus Christ, we thank God for their memories and spirits on tonight. So that's why it is so important that as families gather on today, the day of Thanksgiving, which man has set aside, that we first and foremost give God praise and glory for who he is and thank him for who he is. And then also don't forget to thank God for families, because life is too short. And we know, again, that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And marriages, he comes to destroy families. So I just thank God for this gathering on tonight with my personal family, my biological family at my younger sister's house here in Detroit on tonight. And again, for all those that made it safely from different destinations driving, we thank God that they made it safely by God's traveling grace. And we're praying that they would also make it have a safe trip back home once they leave Detroit. So again on tonight, listeners, know that God is worthy to be praised, and know that every day is a day of thanksgiving. We should not just wait for the day that man has set aside, the one day that man has set aside. Again, it's a good thing that man has thought enough to set aside a day to give God praise and to give God glory and thanks. But again, it all goes back to knowing without a shadow of a doubt, knowing personally for yourself that every day is a day of thanksgiving. And God has done so much for us that we should start counting our many blessings. Again, the old song says, name them one by one. But if you're really honest with yourself, you and I know that God has been blessing us so many times and in so many ways that it's really hard to name our and count our many blessings that he has bestowed upon us, even though we're not worthy. So we know that God is worthy to be praised. We thank him, again, that he's not a man that he should lie, nor is his son Jesus a man that he should repent. We just thank God for tonight. We thank him for everything that he's already done. We thank him for making ways of escape for his children, making ways out of no way, for being our protector, for being our best friend, our comforter, for being our strength, our joy, our peace, our way maker. Thank God for Jesus for preparing our new home in glory, that we can forever one day be with him in the presence of the Lord. And I just thank God again for Jesus Christ, knowing that every day is a day of thanksgiving. Thank God for every gift, every anointing that he has blessed me with. And I'm sure that he has blessed some of you listeners with many gifts and many talents. And I pray that you are using them for his glory, and that you're not afraid or ashamed to let the world know that it is God who has blessed you and anointed you to do what you're doing in the earth for his glory, and that you continue to stand on holy boldness and stand on the word of God. Continue to be doers of the word. Continue to encourage one another in the words of the Lord. So every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day we should find a reason to give God praise, to give God glory, and to give him thanks. Because, again, he is truly worthy to be praised, and there is none like him. And through it all, again, listeners, know that no matter what it looks like, no matter what man say or what man think, know that God is in total control. That's why we should be thanking God every day for who he is. And he sits high, as the old people used to say, he sits high and he still looks low. And so man may try to fool us by appearing to be one thing on the outside and by saying something that they're saying out of their mouth, but thank God he searches our hearts. He knows what's in our hearts. He knows our intentions and our motives. So I thank God, again, that he's not like man. He's not fickle. He don't change. So know, again, saints, on today that every day is a day of thanksgiving, and God is truly worthy to be praised. And he's looking for some thanks. He deserves it. He deserves all of our thanks. He deserves all of our worship, all of our praise, because we know that without him we can do nothing. But with God, we know that all things are possible. So continue to stand on God's word tonight, listeners. knowing that Thanksgiving is every day. And I say, even if you wake up with some pain in your body, because he's worthy to be praised, and we again know that he is our healer, and I am a prime example, I'm a living example. I'm going to restress this again, pertaining to I could have used many excuses as to why I'm going to sit down and not do anything for the Lord, but God has been too good to me. 25 years ago, I'm going to do my little part of my testimony. I should have done it at the beginning of the program, but I'm going to put it in now. But God has been, some of you all may have heard my testimony before, but because today is Thanksgiving Day, I just want to thank God again for my life. And I thank God that 25 years ago, when I suffered with this grandma seizure, and I chewed out part of my tongue, and it damaged all the nerves in my left arm and up under my feet, I could have given up and said that I'm not going to work for the Lord anymore. But I told the Lord in my hospital room, in the VA hospital, that I know that I cannot work for you if I'm dead, Lord, and I know you have something else for me to do. And ever since that day, 25 years ago, I have not been back in that hospital to the VA. The only time I go back there to visit is to get my blood work drawn or missing some medications. But I thank God every day. Even though I feel the pain in my body, I'm still standing on his word that by his stripes I am healed. Because we know that God is a miracle worker. He can change things in the twinkling of an eye. The pain could be here 1 second and gone the next. Not only in my case, but in your case also, listener. No matter what your illness is, what the situation is with your body, your mind, or your spirit, know that God is a healer. Continue to stand on his word. Continue to be faithful. Continue to be a doer of his word. And while you're being doers of his word, continue to give God thanks and praise so that whatever you do, that people may see your good works. And they would give God the glory, and so that God will help us so that we may know that we must decrease so that he can increase in us, that he will be glorified on tonight. And so, again, listeners, on tonight, know that every day is a day of thanksgiving. God is truly worthy to be praised on tonight. And every day, I thank God for who he is, and I thank God that I belong to him, and he is mine. And I thank God for my new home. And I'm looking forward to seeing Jesus face to face one of these days, along with the other saints that have died and gone on in Jesus Christ's name before us. One day we will see Jesus together face to face, and we will be able to give him thanks, praise, and glory. Every day will be Sunday, and the Sabbath will have no end. So on tonight, as we get ready to wrap up this program of tonight, again, I thank God for you, the listeners. I'm going to ask all listeners, if you could please go to my website, go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and click on follow. Again, please go to my website, blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and click on follow. I also like the listeners to know that I welcome all feedback and comments from all listeners. You can email me, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com. Again, my email is James_Brown1558@yahoo.com. So I just want to thank you, listeners, on tonight, Thanksgiving Day 2016. I thank you for tuning in to this broadcast on tonight, and I pray that something was said that was able to be a blessing to you on tonight, and I pray that you all that did not have your Bibles out, that you did have a pen and paper, was able to write down the scriptures. And for those of you that do have the internet, if you want to go back over and pull up this tonight's program, you can go back into that website, blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and then you can click on today's program, and you will be able to hear today's program and also get all those scriptures that I gave to you on tonight pertaining to why we should be thanking God every day on tonight during this Thanksgiving night Eve program on tonight, November the 24th. 2016. God is so good to us. He is so worthy to be praised. And I thank God. Every day we think, wake up in the morning, the first thing we should be saying out of our mouths is, thank you, Lord, for a brand new day. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you for your divine protection. Thanking him for our families and our spiritual families. We just thank God that he's in total control. So on tonight, listeners, know that I do not take you all lightly. I do not take you all for granted. I want you all to know that I appreciate you. And I'm asking all listeners, if you will please pass the word on to your family members and your friends and coworkers and church members, your neighbors. Let them know about this radio program that is on every Thursday night and every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. and that I have different guests come on this program, and we share the good news of Jesus Christ over these airwaves. And so it's not about us. It's not about the people that comes on this broadcast. It's all about Jesus Christ. So we just thank God on tonight for his word. We thank God for who he is, and thank God for an opportunity to be able to share this worldwide platform with you, the listeners, and also with the other men and women of God who come forth and share the good news of Jesus Christ over this platform. So, again, I don't take this lightly. This has been a divine thing that God has done on my behalf, and I just thank God for it, and I'm able to share it with other people, and that also that the listeners are being blessed through this platform and through this ministry. So God is good to us, and I have so many reasons to give God praise and to say thank you to him for not just on today, the day that man has set aside, but every day I'm looking for a reason to give God thanks and praise and glory and worship, because he is worthy of all of it and then some. So on tonight, as we get ready to close out on tonight, we're going to pray as we always do before we go off the air. We always in our program in prayer. So we're going to do the same thing on tonight, given night, November 24th, 2016. I'm going to ask the listeners if you will pray with me. Dear God, Heavenly Father, on tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to say thank you again for who you are, Lord. We thank you that man has set one day aside to give your name praise and glory and thanks. But we thank you, Lord, that we who are born again, who are saved in Jesus' name, we know that you're worthy to be praised every day. We know that every day is a day of thanksgiving. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, again, for who you are. We thank you for this another opportunity to be able to share word with your people over the airways. You know, God, I pray that something was said on tonight that someone who may be still spiritually blind or was still spiritually blind, now their spiritual eyes are open. After hearing the word, they are able to now be able to trust you more, and they would be able to have their faith increased through the word on tonight, and they would be able to give you thanks each and every day. They would look for a reason to give you thanks, worthy, and praise, because you're truly worthy in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that you are our healer. Thank you, Lord, that you are healing, and you're setting free those that are captives and those that are behind prison bars, those that are in nursing homes and hospitals, and Father, that may be sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies. We thank you that you are our healer, and you are our comforter for those that are bereaved and going through a bereavement right now all over the land. You know who they are and where they are. You know how to reach them and touch them. It's only you can. We pray, Lord, ask that you would comfort and strengthen in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for all those that are being doers of your word, all those, Heavenly Father, in the earth that are being assets to the kingdom of God and not being liabilities. Help us, Heavenly Father, continue to strengthen us that we can be even more doers of your word. As we learn more about you, we pray, Lord, that you would increase us in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word, that we can be better doers of your word, that we can be greater assets to the kingdom of God in the earth, individually and then as a corporate body, as a body of believers in Jesus Christ. On tonight, we just thank you, Heavenly Father, again for your word. We thank you for your faithfulness to watch over your word, to perform it for your glory in the lives of your people, in the lives of your saints in the earth, in Jesus' name. So, Heavenly Father, we want to just close out also thanking you for our bishops and our pastors, our shepherds that watch over for our souls. Continue to bless them. Continue to strengthen them. Continue to heal and strengthen and deliver and use my pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings. Continue to touch his body, heal him, Heavenly Father, as only you can, that he's going to be better, stronger, and better than he was before that he had his surgery, Lord. We just know that you're able, and we know that all things are working together for the good of them that love you, and to all of them that are the called according to your purpose. And that's why we just have to give your name praise. We have to give you glory. We just have to say thank you, Lord, every day, because we know that every day is a day of thanksgiving, and you are truly worthy to be praised. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that there is none like you. And again, no matter what it looks like, that we know that you are in total control at all times. So for this, we give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for the listeners on tonight. Continue to bless them. Continue to use them for your glory. And, oh, God, I thank you for my family. Continue to bless us and draw us closer to you first and then to one another in Christian love, unity, harmony, and peace among one another, that you will be glorified through it all in Jesus' name. So on tonight, we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, because there is none like you, and you're so worthy to be praised. We just say thank you in Jesus' name, and the body of Christ said on tonight, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, on tonight, listeners, know that we are in a spiritual war, but we know that the victory is already won through Christ Jesus on tonight. So until the next time, continue to be blessed and know that every day is a day of thanks. Know that I love you, but God loves you too. Good night.